Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir boy of death, Ghetto G, which joins very shortly. Until then, I say we go with some motherfucking Mad Max.
This is some real shit right here. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like people don't understand what it means to be a juggalo.
They absolutely don't.
Simultaneously the greatest and worst thing that ever happened to me in my life.
I can't even begin to explain.
Blood over the hatchet.
Yes, I have.
I've found love over the hatchet
and lost it.
It's fucking incredible. I can't even really find words for it, but
longest, man. I don't even really know how long it's been. I'm a motherfucking juggalo, though, rapping every single day I live. Just another one of those psychos that nobody likes. I don't even care, cause I know I have a family to the left and the right. I might like to be wicked. That doesn't make a difference. It don't even matter where I go, what place or what distance. I know that there's someone I know is my homie. Someone that'll take a bullet for me and they don't even know me. Ain't that some shit? I can't even count how many times I've been saved. If it wasn't for my juggalos, I'd be stuck in some grave. Flip side is just that many times I've been played by somebody claiming to be family. It's simply a shame. Straight up fucking juggalo taking something so strong and then flipping it so brutally. And it's something so wrong, I don't get it. Maybe that's how families all work, but a better or a worse, it's a curse and it's a gift. In the same verse, it was dispersed in 93. First of the 60 OC, Carnival of Carnage. I was probably grade 3, hadn't heard it yet, but I still knew I was different from the rest. And since the Dark Carnival found me, I've been absolutely blessed. That's real fucking talk, yo. Ever since the day I heard the great Malenko for the first time, it was a wreck. I know where you are, Evan, but I remember when I was first introduced to family, it was confusing. I didn't know it was more than music. I didn't grasp what it meant to be a juggalo, so I kept walking, living a whack life, nowhere to go. And then December 2nd, 2000, I went to my first show. It was bizarre Hammerstein, NYC, Nashville. Pussy opened up and got booed, then suicidal tendencies. It was lovely. I remember moshing and soul flying between sets. Rude Boy came out the curtain, and I'm wondering what's next. And all the lights go out screaming, repeating ICP as loud as we can be. People passing me weed, I ain't never seen this. Ever since that day, I've been a strong link in a long chain of a bunch of motherfucking ninjas baptized in Fago rain. Everything I've done in my life since that night has been directly influenced from where I go to what I write to who I know to what I do and who I love and who I fight. To the fact that I'm here rapping now into this mic. I made me a song and somehow it got played. Right time in the right place, on the right site, on the right day. Because Philo J liked it enough that he would pay to fly me out to the Lotus Pod, and then he gave me this name, a Mad Max. That's fucking right, did you know that? I bet you didn't. Maybe you did, I don't know. And I still don't know why it didn't work out. But you wanna know it's fucking, I'm still a juggalo. Always will be. Shit is really fucked up these days, I gotta say. Seems like so many juggalos have just completely lost their way. The kinds of things that people say are just insane in so many ways. Like you ain't down if you ain't got a hatchet, man, tap in the chain. The underground is lame, all of these clones are all the same. If it wasn't for youths or the groups, then they wouldn't have a flow to claim. They act like they're all above it because they're chasing that fame. But they forgot just who it was, so it completely changed the game. Horrorcore would not exist if not for psychopathic. That's the life that I'm still living, so I'm still gripping this hatchet. So many damn times I've heard loser and faggot, just for a shirt, just for a charm, just for a fucking jacket. Contrarily speaking, I've traveled for many miles, and every time I see a hatchet man, I pause and I smile and I holler. Woo-woo. And I wait to hear it back. If it was Mad Paperboy Records, would it still be like that? I don't know. It's a crazy feeling, man, knowing the juggalo wasn't just giving me an entire life to live. I feel like I owe my entire fucking existence to Joseph Bruce. Ain't that some crazy shit? Almost every single one of my friends is juggalos. Almost every single time I've ever moved, I met juggalos. I went because of juggalos. I listen to the hatchet all the fucking time. I just wanna clear this up quick. I ain't write this shit for the credit that I might get. This is all true and so specific. Juggalo, wisdom, I live it. This wasn't for some money and it wasn't for a couple of extra fans. So don't be a dummy, I love my fans. All I wanna do is spit a little bit of truth for the ones I can. Time keeps ticking in the hourglass and the days run like sand. Trying my best to keep in touch with life's demand. So I just gotta keep it moving with this passion in my hand.
It's that real, man.
Seriously.
Juggaloism is my whole life.
Now, I hope nobody takes offense to this. I don't want to make waves. I love everybody on the hatchet.
I love all that shit, man. Blaze, Twisted, ICP, Psychopathic, Family, Dark Lotus. These motherfuckers gave me a life worth living. And I still know the words to every fucking song. You can test me if you want.
Hey, we're back. What up, ghetto?
Back. Not my TV channel, that's for sure.
But I swear you're cursed. Ever since you watched Woods of Salem, man, your fucking light went out. Your channel is not working.
No, now I blame you.
I didn't do shit.
First you make my light bulb burn out, and you take my TV channels away on a day that I want to watch something, and you take letters out of my words so I look stupid. Then you put extra letters in my words so I look stupid.
That was all you.
Man, I feel like I'm trying to watch scrambled porn right now.
The good old days.
Think I saw a nipple.
Like I said, the good old days.
Yeah. Now we have the internet.
Yeah. Great. Now we have the internet with unscrambled porn.
Exactly. Free porn.
Well, then technically back in the day, it was still technically free. It was just all scrambled.
Well, if you didn't have cable, you couldn't see a damn thing.
Well,
but
yeah,
they always did have that channel that was scrambled, you know, just because.
Yep. Vice. I remember that channel perfectly well.
And then finally, like, we got, like, a movie channel or something, man, and then it was no longer unscrambled. I was like, nice.
Yeah, HBO.
No, man, this was, the fuck channel was that? I don't even remember what it was.
But yeah, man, you see that map again. Lizzie's trying to make fucking sense of fucking Snooki there. That was logic for Snooki.
She's trying to say that her baby is going to be a good kid.
Yeah.
Then we just have this conversation the other day.
I think we did.
Where our kid is going to be 10 times worse than we are.
And what's funny is the fact that she goes, of course, pick the worst pick of her. Man, they're all horrible.
It's not like, hey, I went to Google and searched for Snooki and I grabbed the worst picture there. You know, it really wasn't that hard.
And, you know, of course, I decided, you know, going back saying, they're all horrible, I choose to kill her, so there's no more idiots like her. And she goes, I blame her idiocy on her parents. They're the ones who raised her.
Yes, I read that just moments ago.
And, well, now she has a clone, so the world is fucked. And like she said, her baby's a boy. It'll follow in the father's actions more.
Well, if it follows the father, then it's going to be a little pussy bitch that gets controlled by some chick.
But you know, what she fails to realize is it's still the kid of Snooki, so we're all fucked either way.
Well, we were fucked whenever we found out who the hell that thing was.
Man, and I swear fucking Kiss is trying to make her fucking daughter a fucking clone of her.
Well, let's hope not.
Well, let's see. She's only dressing her fucking daughter in fucking blue wigs.
Maybe it's just for Halloween.
Yeah, even though we're in September.
You gotta get ready sometime, Havoc.
No. Even Kisa said that her daughter's gonna be just like her.
So the whole world's gonna hate her?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, you know, she goes, my 3-year-old is a mini-me. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, let's hope she doesn't end up on the internet and posting pictures all over the place and then having people take over your pages and saying shit all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, man, my check's on its way. Hell yeah.
What check?
For my movies that I sold to that site.
They send you a check?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? And how much you get for that?
$28.49.
For what?
Let's see, what the hell was that list of? It was, let's see. Animaniacs Volume 1. Like 5 discs to it.
He probably got like $2 for that.
Let me see. What I got for that? I'm trying to remember that one.
Doesn't it tell you?
Oh, wait. No, wait. I think I still have the manifest that I received from them. Of course, Yahoo didn't want me beat on their site. It was logged me out.
Want to view my webcam?
Oh fuck no.
I love when bots hit me up like, hi. I'm like, you're fucking fake.
You're fucking fake.
And then that's it.
Oh man.
Or like you sign into Yahoo, man, like, I wonder who's on here, if anybody's still alive, and you get a message saying that somebody wants to add you and shit, and it's a fucking bot. Like, I haven't talked to anybody in a fucking year. Who the fuck wants to add me?
Oh, bud. Here we go. See, 10 film Midnight Horror Collection zombie 10 films. Altogether, let's see, that was 52 cents, and then 20
52
films.
52 cents for 10 movies.
Well, actually, well, technically, yeah, but I think it's like more like 2 discs altogether.
52 cents, holy fuck.
See, 20 films of horror, which came with, I believe, 3, maybe 4 discs. 54 cents.
Damn.
54 cents. But a 20 film horror pack. 4. Like I said, another 54 cents. And, see, 8 films of horror. 52 cents. Animaniacs Volume 1. $4.50.
That's more than 10 movies. How about that?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the complete collection, $15.
Wow. That's the most you ever get for a movie.
WWE Armageddon 2002, $2.24. WWE No Mercy 2003.
Damn, you're selling everything.
60 cents.
60 cents?
Yep. WWE Survivor Series 2003, $2.59. WWF Unforgiven, $2.39, and then Unforgiven 2001, $1.05.
Damn, you got nothing for them movies, man. You need to trade in more Power Ranger movies.
Man, I ain't got no more. I'm all out.
Like, didn't you just get that Power Rangers thing, like, around Christmas time?
Yeah, but I was desperate for money. I mean,
but you got no money for it.
Let's see, the Animaniacs had 5 discs, 20 films of horror, 3 had 4 discs. 10 films, Midnight Horror, Collection Zombies had 2 discs. I see 20 films of horror pack 4 had 4 discs. 8 films of horror volume 6 had 2 discs. But then Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the complete series, had 19 discs.
Man, where the hell is all them damn people that want to buy some action figure things, man? I want to sell these damn ICP action figures.
We'll find out how much they're worth.
I don't know, man. How much are they worth? I don't fucking know. Paid like 15 for each of the Hell's Pit ones. Paid like 10 bucks for the other two there. I don't know. 15 for a Shaggy bobblehead. You know what I'm saying? And then a Violent J one for like $4. Shit, I even got that Twisted action figure.
There we go. Psychopathic Traitors. All right, do you have the original ICP figures, from, like, 97?
No.
Well, that'd be worth about $600.
I'd say $600.
Oh. Yep.
Well, I better go find that shit, man. I should have bought that shit in Spencer's when I saw that years ago.
Let's see, did you get the Dark Carnival figures?
What do they look like?
They came out like when Bazaar came out.
That doesn't really help.
Shaggy's like got like a vest with like red shorts, spiky hair.
No, I know what you're talking about,
no. Let's see. Do you have the ICP vinyl figures, the right there?
Possibly. I don't know what the hell these damn toys are called.
So you get the one like with Violent J's like a really weird pose, like with blonde hair, the blue face paint.
They come with a chain.
Yeah, it's kind of like almost like looks goldish like in a way.
Yeah, those are the two I have, and then I got the Hell Pit ones.
Off of those, be $15 each.
For real? It's more than I pay for them.
And you said...
How do I fucking sell those?
Fuck a lot, though. Bobbleheads are $15 each.
Damn, really? So, that Shaggy one is brand fucking new. That's never been out. Shit, none of these things have been open.
Now do you have any of the other action figures, the Joker card ones?
No.
Those would be $20 plus each.
What about the Twisted one?
The Twisted Homie one is $10.
Is that the one where there's fucking Monoxide. It's getting choked by Madrox.
No.
Well, then that's not the one I'm talking about.
These ones are like all green and shit. They don't even, that doesn't even look like fucking Monoxide or them. But hey, my fucking shit, man. I actually have a fucking action figure, which I gotta find it somewhere around here. Looks like $25.
No, you had one sec.
The Shaggy 2 Dope 10-inch figure.
What was that? That one of them big ass ones, man, from like Hot Topic.
Yep.
Yeah, I never bought those because at that point I really didn't care to buy action figures anymore.
Well, if you got the Ben E. Boys, I think.
No,
but
I've seen those before.
Yeah, those are worth $20 or more. The Play With Me ones are $20 or more. Dark Carnival figure ones like Von Jade were $20 plus. Shaggy's $20 plus. Jay with CD $20 plus. Shaggy with CD $20 plus.
Shit, man, I even got psychopathic playing cards.
Let me see here. Alright, I found the one of Shaggy, Madrox choking Monoxide. Worth $15.
What the fuck? Paid 20 for that shit.
Oh, well, which one do you have? There's two versions.
No, it's not the one with the red face paint. I have the white face
paint. Okay. Alright, yeah. Oh, there you go.
It's not that bad on pricing for that shit. I just, where the fuck do I sell it, man?
I don't know. Hey.
Huh?
eBay, maybe.
Man, I don't even know how to sell shit on eBay.
Man, I don't feel bad. I don't either.
I know how to buy shit off of eBay. I don't know how to fucking sell it.
Well, I think buying it off eBay is a little easier. Because all you got to do is click buy.
Because apparently you got to pay to put it up there or something to sell it.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, I got trying to figure out where the hell I fucking put my Shaggy 2 Dope action figure at.
Where the hell could it be at?
I don't know, man. Fucking shit got moved around when fucking Hysteria was here.
She probably stole it.
That'd choke a bitch.
Well, when's the last time you saw it?
Probably when she was here.
man, that Wookiee stole it. She took it back. The fucking Endor.
But
Endor with the fucking Ewoks.
Oh, motherfucker, I didn't want to take me back to my goddamn fucking soundboard, bitch. I keep forgetting fucking Firefox, and if you use Google, it takes you off the page you're on. Instead of opening up a whole new tab.
Let's see.
Because I got two dragon statues I have. I want to see how much these things would be worth.
Nothing.
Never know, he's dry. Dragon statues, medieval collectibles. I mean, one I got when I was, like, young, and then the other one I got from, like, a fucking Chinese, from a fucking Chinese store.
Okay.
And the one I've had since I was little. I mean, I know where it is. I just gotta see if I can find how much that could be worth. Oh, mine used to have a fucking crystal ball until, the ball fell off of it. What do you say we do, motherfuckers, to, an old school band?
Alright, wonderful.
Here we go, Man of War. Metal Warriors.
Every one of us has heard the call. Brothers of true metal, proud and standing tall. We know the power within us has brought us to this hall. Magic.
And we're back.
Holy shit, man. That little ass homie that came with a green book, man, is worth $10. That's insane. That's fucking homie.
Yeah,
it's like 50 cents. I still got that homie, too.
I wonder how much the new ones are worth.
What new ones?
The new SCP figures that came out, like the fucking the microphones and shit.
I don't know. How many people actually have those?
I have Ron J and Shaggy 1. And I also got the Shaggy 2 10-inch figure.
Do you own those shitty looking ones that they put out? They're like square.
I don't think so.
Yeah, those things are pretty fucking gay.
I didn't even know they put out another batch.
Yeah, they put out those ones, I guess, after those big ass ones.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're real gay looking. They used to sell them in Hot Topic. Now I don't know where they sold them.
Like, were they like the small ones that came out and shit? Like, you know, like really weird looking hands. Like, we just put the fucking like put like a mic like in the hands and shit.
I guess. I don't know. It was like a small figure. It was like square shaped.
Like, with like a square shaped face and shit.
Yeah.
Man, let's see. Is that what you're talking about?
You didn't say anything.
Oh, I sent you the picture. Those are what I have.
Oh, I thought you had the other big ass ones, man. These ones are stupid looking.
Well, I have those, and then I also have the big Agitito. Oh, somewhere. Chewbacca didn't fucking take it and fucking eat it.
What?
I said if Chewbacca didn't take it and eat it. They've had like so many different fucking action figures out. It was funny as all hell. And There's one, it looks like someone just fucking randomly made out of nowhere. And why the fuck is it when I type in Violent J, ICP, action figures, I get a fucking Japanese Power Ranger action figure?
Why is it when I type in Ghetto G, I get a bunch of Blackview?
Oh, bud.
Well, except for, like, maybe the first page. Then you'll find a whole bunch of pictures of me.
Yeah. After that, it's all black people.
Pretty much.
Here you go, Ghetto Man. Now you can be Von J.
What?
I said, now you can be Von J.
Man, there was this one dude in an ICP show. Everybody thought he was Violent J.
Whoa.
It was just some guy that just happened to look a lot like him.
Well, maybe that mask I just sent you might help even more.
ain't no way in hell, man. I saw those masks before. Fuck that.
I mean, there again, you know, I think all you got to really do is, you know, just hide your neck so that way people, you know, don't know it's not Von J.
Man, not like anybody can see his tattoos anyway.
Like I said, you gotta hide your neck.
No, I mean, even on him, man, with his tattoos, you can't even see him. Unless he lifts his fucking head up.
Yeah, that's my point. You gotta drop your head and hide your neck.
Yeah. Then I look like that dude in the singles Juggalos and Juggalettes crew. Mr. I ain't got no neck.
And I was like, you know, like, I still find it funny that, you know, we ended up getting reported for that picture yesterday.
You find me offensive, I find you offensive for finding me offensive.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. That was my status, man, after all.
Especially with the status that you put up saying, join our group, but if you're sensitive, stay away.
Exactly, man, and nobody added the group. Because they're all sensitive little bitches.
Yep.
You see that, man? See, Lizzie didn't do nothing. She just went with it.
Exactly. And then of course we now have the token black guy up in our group now too.
Chill.
Oh, I was thinking more like that dude Taurine Jason X Denzel.
Oh yeah, did you add your boy in there too? What's his name? What's that guy you always look at?
Who, Dual Jamal Bingham, whatever.
Yeah, that dude. Is he in the group?
Nope.
Oh, look, I think I see a forehead. This is fucking
weird. There you go, now that should post it up. Well, pinned up.
What's pinned up?
I picked up our fucking description for the group.
Yes, the thing nobody reads.
Exactly.
So I don't even know why you bother.
Oh, you know, if anyone throws that fucking master pass bullshit in there, you know, they get removed, they know why.
So did people enjoy your Wookiee picture in the singles group there?
And I think I had like one dude fucking say, none of the above.
Let's see.
I think it's funny how this one dude up in this Juggalos and Juggalette Pride for Life page going, here it is, Violent J behind the paint. It has 11 seeds, so you download it in a matter of minutes. Someone's like, why don't you just buy the book?
Yeah, really. What the fuck is a seed? What is he talking about? Online shit?
Yeah, apparently someone put a fucking torrent of that shit up there.
Who the fuck wants to sit there on a computer and read it?
I don't know.
You're better off buying the book, yeah.
Like I said, why not just buy the book? It's much easier.
That's the book Mike Wood always used to read.
Hell yeah, man. And
I myself never read the book because I don't read books. I'm just putting that out there.
Yep. Hey, look. Someone posted up a meme. Some black dude saying, I think it looks like Chris Rock or someone does, saying, so you're telling me you ate the pussy raw and then put a condom on to fuck? My nigga, you already swallowed the STD.
Wow.
I'll be sure to get on G's wall.
Well, why? So did you like that little rap back gay black dude did that I tagged you in?
I don't think I saw that one.
Nigga, what the fuck's the point in tagging you if you ain't even gonna see it?
Hey, did you see much of the shit that I got tagged in? Well, I don't think anyway.
Man, it just happened this morning.
Oh, yeah, I read this morning, that probably explains why I didn't see it, because by the time I woke up, I had a shitload of motherfuckers.
Shitload of motherfuckers, why?
Yeah, commenting or inviting me to shit and blah, blah, blah. They don't shut the fuck up with their shit.
Damn, you got tons of shit, man. I don't ever get shit. I always get shit. This person wants to be added to this group. This person poked you 50 million times.
Let's see. What we got her? Okay, here we go. Yeah, I found it. About six seconds long. Ratchet Girl hat. Rep.
It's the Ratchet Girl.
The great thing is, he still has more talent than Chris.
Yeah, dude, that gay dude went hard on that with just one line.
Yeah. There's a fucking video.
Yo, Ma, what?
Oh, man. Now, here's a fucking video that I'm going to tag you in.
No, man, I already saw that. They're not tagging me in it, man.
Hey,
I saw a bunch of those videos, man, past like 2 days I've been watching those videos. This shit's hilarious.
Well, you saw the one where fucking black dude like put some white dude fucking stuffs his mom and fucking black dude goes, "Is that easy? Hey, mom, dead."
Yeah, I saw it. The one with the dude dressed up like Batman's pretty funny. Just filming random shit.
Never judge a girl from the back. Oh, no shit.
Yeah, watch that.
Good, ma.
What's good, my nigga? Hey, bro, Shardy bad.
Yeah. What's good, ma?
What's good, my nigga?
One fucking drop is dead. And you're like a fucking bitch.
You see that shit though, man? That's funny as hell.
Hey, sure, it was good. What's good, my nigga?
There's a video on there. It was like, how to pants a white person. They pull their pants down. How to pants a black person. They pull their pants up.
I gotta find out when I want to be footy as oil. I don't know how far that is.
So you drop that something in?
Man, what the fuck? They got a kid fucking trying to twerk. What the hell? And the white kid under us.
I don't know, man. People do some stupid shit on there.
That's why people are hating on you, saying, "I would never put my son to do girl things." So that's not funny. Oh, you have failed at being a parent. Good job. Riley, Julie's goes, this generation is disgusting.
It's funny that people are all on these pages always leaving comments and shit. Like, anybody cares.
Yeah, no, right?
I saw some chick on there, man. She was doing some crazy-ass dance. I was like, damn. And it wasn't twerking and shit.
Fighter fighting, that's the answer. She called you Ratchet at home. Not the bitch out.
She calls you a resident shit hole. Knock the bitch out. Really?
Or the one I posted this morning, the white kid walking in. It was having Taylor Swift as your roommate.
Well, here we go. Teleportation problem. I don't know what I was doing with white backstage, what the fuck it was, but he teleports into someone's fucking his parents' bedroom or something like that.
Go on my page and click that Taylor Swift one.
Alright.
It should be recently there.
Yeah, it should be recently there.
Well, I haven't posted anything in hours.
Ratchet girl. Big booties. There we go. Yeah, big thick booties, like I said.
Are you gonna do this every time?
That's funny as hell.
Hell yeah.
That is probably what she does.
Are you going to do this every time?
just imagine if you had somebody that did that.
Yeah.
Are you going to do this every time?
I know, right? So, which one's got the... Ooh, nice fucking booty. But, which one's got the one that put the fucking how to pants a white dude?
Man, you gotta go way down there, man. That was like 2 days ago.
Yesterday.
Batman.
Yeah, watch that one too. That one's funny as hell.
Batman. The fuck? Neighborhood, boy, bad guy, whatever the fuck that shit said. Stop fucking. Trying to, you know, spread her ass for people. It was like, it was 2 days ago?
I don't know, man. It was around the time I posted that Bat Dad thing.
Oh, yesterday.
I don't fucking know what day it is.
Maybe this is it.
That's a good one, too.
Here, where's the closest Subway?
You know damn well your black ass wants some fried chicken from KFC.
Oh, bud.
Nobody found that funny, though. Nobody liked it. Bastards.
Yeah, assholes.
Come on, it gotta be around there, man.
Prince Fielder steals a fan's nachos.
That's funny too, man. I definitely do that. You definitely do that.
Hell yeah. Ape Reality. Some Spanish bitch with a fucking fat ass. Rapper that's better than fucking Chris.
Damn, man, what the hell? Where did the damn video go?
I have no clue.
So you gonna go like this group? Redneck Jolos?
Wait, what group?
Redneck Juggalos.
Well, no, I ain't a redneck. I'm sorry, but I'm a natural juggalo, not a redneck. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, what?
You'll find out.
You should get that Eminem video I posted on my wall and rip it and put it on your soundboard.
Yeah, I can do that.
Unless you already have the song, that is.
Let me go find out. You know, I think what we should do is, you know, like, find like a fucking small clip of Taylor Swift. I knew you were choking when you first walked in, and then whenever fucking Chill calls in, start playing it.
Well, just find the song, cut it down to that part, and boom. There you go.
That should be funny as all hell.
That dude in that video kind of looks like Chill.
Yeah, pretty, yeah, he does.
For the one looking for Subway.
Again, Kirk. Oh, let me open up my app for that shit though. Who's going to win on SmackDown?
Huh?
I said so. So who do you think is going to win on SmackDown?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Dean Ambrose versus again, Dolph Ziggler for the U.S. title.
Clearly Dean Ambrose.
And if they're smart, you know, they'd fucking, even though that wouldn't work anyways, you know, do it as a fucking lumberjack match. So then that way, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins can't get involved.
Yeah, right. That won't work.
Yeah, probably not, but hey, it'd be smart. It'd be fucking smart.
Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see. We got places to go. Death don't want no.
And we're back.
Yeah.
And now we go into Rain Man.
I just did a whole song and I didn't say shit.
'Cause I ain't got no legs.
level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is
Rain Man.
Good luck.
Beat maker, 2,487,973,463.70.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Sounds funny as hell.
Hell yeah, bud.
See that, man? He made a whole song about absolutely nothing, and it's still better than half the shit people put out.
Hell yeah, man, definitely.
And that song's from, like, years ago. let's hope his new album's good.
Yeah, we can only pray.
Since he's, not been around for a while.
That's definite.
And he put out that Berserk song, which is just alright.
Yeah, I mean, Berserk was not bad. It's been better.
I think he was trying for too much in that song, like mixing his old style with his new style, and it was just a big old clusterfuck. And it just didn't work out very well.
By the way, I added you to a group.
Yeah, so just bullshit.
Yep.
Another group nobody's gonna care about.
Well, hopefully we'll get lucky and maybe there might be just some small getting a hot left up in that shit. I'm like, singles, juggalos, juggalos.
Shit, man. Find that one girl that was in that Miss Juggalit contest this past fucking gathering, man. That girl had a fat ass, yo.
Man, if we knew her name, we could find her.
Well, apparently the name she went by, or if it's a real name, is Ariel.
Oh, that helps.
That's all I know.
Oh, I should have Ariel came up. Ariel.
Yeah, good luck with that. I already tried that.
Ariel Walden, Ariel Gravitlet, Ariel
well,
Dying.
If you want to know who she is, you can go watch that video. It's on YouTube.
Let's see. I'll check that out in a minute. Ariel Froggylet. Oh, well, definitely her, because she has the word swag in her name. Ariel from Dogan. Little Mermaid.
No, not from the fucking Little Mermaid. Obviously, it's not her. And the girl didn't have red hair. What the hell are you doing? Are you about to watch The Little Mermaid?
Fuck no.
I just heard the opening credits going on right there.
No, man, I'm about to watch Lords of Salem.
Oh. Yeah, it's actually really good quality on there, so that's why I watched it. I saw somebody post it up. They were watching it. I was like, fuck, man, I'm going to watch this too.
Shit, but if I had a fucking way to fucking download this entire video, I would definitely do it. And I could put it on my fucking PS3 and watch it there.
Well, how else do you rip videos? Don't you rip videos?
Yeah, from like YouTube and shit like that.
No, I mean like actual videos.
Like
movies.
I usually just fucking download them and shit.
Well, how do you rip those things off YouTube with the whole, just the video?
My computer comes with an app for it.
Well, why don't you run the thing through there, see if it'll rip it that way?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think that video's up on YouTube yet.
No, I meant with the player that they have it on.
And that's not gonna work.
Well, that's pretty lame.
Yeah, no. I mean, YouTube has the full movie for $3.99.
Fuck that, man. I just gave you the movie for free right there.
I know, right?
And it's good quality.
Ripping software. Let's see what we can find here.
Hey, look. Chill's favorite group's on. Rich Gang.
but
bunch of douchebags.
Obviously he likes it because it's like, you know, he keeps talking. He always brings it up.
Wow. They're playing an old game video. Whatever happened to that, dude?
Oh, the game?
Yeah. I think the last time I heard him was on, what, something else. That verse he did for Tech N9ne.
Let's find out what's going on with him.
Yeah, on that Tech N9ne song. That song wasn't all that great.
Well, he did just put out a new album last year.
What album was that?
Jesus Peace.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The album that I refused to pick up. Mainly because of all the people that are featured on it. Now all his other albums, man, were actually pretty dope. I checked those out because he didn't have all them whack ass people on it.
I've seen this fucking Chris Brown, Tyga, Wiz Khalifa, Lil Wayne, Jamie Foxx.
Well, I mean, Chris Brown's all right, man. Don't get me wrong. He does do some cool hooks and shit like that. But like the rest of them, fuck them.
See All That Lady featuring Lil Wayne, Big Sean, Fabulous, and Jeremiah. What the fuck his name is? Who gives a fuck?
Well, I mean, Fabulous, man. He got some cool things too, man.
Oh yeah. Oh, look.
There's just certain rappers that just got, like, you know, some I guess you could say talent, and then there's just rappers that are just shit.
Yep. So, look on the deluxe edition. You got I Remember featuring Young Jeezy and Future.
Oh God, Future, the guy you can't even understand. That's how he sounds.
So he's Arabic.
he sounds like he's muttering with a mouthful of shit with autotune on it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Other than that, that's about it.
Like how a while back here, Venom State Trippin' said she got Future's lyrics or whatever stuck in her head. I was like, is that even possible? You can't even understand what he says. She's like, all right, the melody, is that better? I was like, yes.
Yeah, that was a lot. I mean, we heard any of him. It was Jesus piece. And a movie.
Speaking of which, what about 50 Cent, man? Did somebody kill him or something? That dude hasn't been around either.
Yeah, man. I think the last time anyone heard anything from him was Wangsta.
Nah, man, he had more recent hits than that.
Oh, look, he actually has a new album coming out.
Wow. When's that supposed to come out?
Called Street King Immortal.
Yeah, he just put out a mixtape not too long ago, actually. Thing wasn't all that great, though.
Let's see. this is a little better, I guess.
Speaking of which, Bravo Gator has Hitman 4 coming out next month. He just put one out this month.
Fuck.
Yeah, he better be putting that shit out for free because he knows that his business things are shit.
Well, let's see here. The confirmed artist that will be featuring on Street King Immortal will be Eminem.
You.
Adam Levine from fucking Maroon 5.
The fuck? What is it, that My Life song?
I don't know. Alicia Keys, Chris Brown, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Neo, Snoop Dogg, Trey Songz, Young Jeezy, Too Short.
What the hell, man? A bunch of singing people.
I know.
Damn you, 50.
Let's see. Confirmed tracks are My Life, featuring...
You see? My Life.
Yep, featuring Eminem.
And... So wait, that's off that album. I thought that song's been out for like a year now.
Holy shit, she's returned.
Who? The
Ms.
devil?
Looney.
Ms. Looney?
Yeah, she just sent me a friend request.
Same thing. Devil, Ms. Looney. Whatever.
let's see what else we got here. We got a confirmed track, New Day, featuring Dr. Dre and Alicia Keys. First Date, featuring Too Short.
Wow, dude, that song's been out for a while, too. He even has a video.
Major distribution featuring Snoop Dogg and Young Jeezy.
Yeah, that should be pretty good.
We Up featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that'll be crap.
Lighters featuring Chris Brown. Champion featuring Eminem. Yeah. Champion featuring Eminem and then the Psycho, which is gonna be produced by Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Dr. Dre. When's he gonna put out his album? We've been waiting for years.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen.
He put out a few songs at one point, but then that was it.
Yep.
Shit, man, Eminem's dropping an album before he even put out his album. What the fuck?
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I guess we should stop looking forward to that.
Yes, you definitely should. Because the last fucking Dr. Dre album was back in 1999.
Holy fuck. That was a long time ago.
Let's see. Well, at least they, I mean, they have a title for the new album, Detox.
Yeah, well, we know that.
They just don't have a date for it.
Well, once he gets out of Detox, maybe we can find out.
You know that, or you know, or he's an Oblivion Detox.
That's where he's at, man.
But yeah, they ain't got a date for it yet, so no. Well,
so is has anybody got that? Oh wait, never mind, that's not out yet. Never mind.
Oh, look, Dr. Dre. Oh, I love, there was another track that Dr. Dre was featured on called Three Kings by Rick Ross.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with it.
Featuring Dr. Dre and Jay-Z.
Nope. Never heard that.
Let's see, how to do a track with fucking Kendrick Lamar called Compton. They ain't gonna tell us any singles.
Holy shit, dude. It's only 12:30.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, man. I feel like we've been talking about everything, and it's only 12:30.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Carrie, where you at, man? Come sing to us.
Yeah, come sing to us as I piss.
well, there you go. You're going to have somebody sing you that song every time you take a piss.
Or even better yet, I just upload a track, and every time I take like, I take a piss, play it.
Yeah, that'd probably be a little weird. Or you should figure out how to have that start playing after you flush the toilet.
It'd be funny, though. I got two movies to watch now. Yay! I'm finishing off Hammer of the Gods.
So what exactly is that?
I don't know. And hi, Miss Looney.
The fuck?
She's in the chat room.
I thought she was on the phone. I'm like, what?
I think Miss Louie should call in.
Man, I think it's funny, though, man. I finally beat Dante's Inferno, and the devil shows up in the chat room. I mean, Miss Looney shows up in the chat room.
You know, Miss Looney, if I still had your number, I would call you in.
Man, I got her number somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
She still got the same number?
I don't know.
I got the number.
She has a new number.
Of course you do, Miss Looney.
So, Miss Looney, so what made you decide to finally come out to Facebook?
Yeah, really. Why'd you decide to come back to this shittiness? I know what it was. She missed us. That's what it was.
Either that, or she wants to play Smash or Pass with people.
So wait, hold on. So with that game, could it be like you smash the bitch and pass her off to your homie?
Yeah, there we go.
And why is this bitch making out with a mannequin?
I don't know, Miss Looney, why are you making out with a mannequin?
Not her.
She said, long story, ... ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's it. I missed you guys.
See that, man? She had to lie to us.
Yeah, Mizuni. Call your ass in. Because,
yeah,
literally
have your ass call in.
Because if I remember correctly, didn't she still owe you a happy birthday?
Oh, man, don't bring that up again.
That's okay, because on October 10th, Miss Looney's going to owe me a happy birthday, too.
That's all right, man. It's on my wish list. Maybe this next year here, I could mark it off.
Yeah, doubt it.
I got a better chance of getting Eminem on a track than Miss Looney to say happy birthday to me.
I think I got a better chance of getting laid by Kelly Kelly than having fucking have her sing happy birthday.
Well, damn, man, get on that.
I should say again, I think I have a better chance of getting a threesome with Selena Gomez, fucking Kelly Kelly, Yaya.
You realize that's no longer a threesome.
Okay, fine, a foursome.
Somebody can't count.
Fine, we'll make it an orgy. We'll throw fucking Ricky and Monica in there, too.
Jeez, what the fuck, man? You're going to sex up all of Heroes of Cosplay.
Hell yeah. And
now what would be the theme?
Well, definitely not Star Wars. I don't play fucking a Wookiee ever again.
I won't ever do that again. The Force is strong with this one.
Well, you know, I don't know. But what would be the perfect theme for that one?
That's what I'm asking, man. It's your party.
Hey, you know what? We'll throw Echo Endless and Foxy in there, too.
Well, damn, man. That's a lot of stuff going on right there.
Hell yeah, that's a lot of cosplay. T-Hulk.
That's a lot of sexy bitches right there.
Shit, man, that's more than fucking singles, jugglers, and jugglers.
Well, that's why they're not in that group.
So, Ms. Looney, is there anything you want to hear? We're waiting.
You remind me of that witch voice that comes out of this book thing that you open up that we have for Halloween. She put candy in it and shit.
Like, oh, you're so scary.
What the fuck?
You know, it's like a spell book. You put, like, candy in it and shit, and you, every time you open it, it has, like, a witch voice talking.
Damn. Yeah,
that's what you just sounded like.
Yes, Ms. Looney, we have Five Finger Death Punch. We have the entire new album up on the soundboard.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Any particular track by Five Finger Death Punch? Of course. She goes with the most obvious one featuring Tech N9ne.
Of course, Miss Looney, the only song that I know.
So here we go. Now you can read about what the movie's about.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, man, it's definitely good, though. It's, like, set in, like, Viking Britain in, like, 871 A.D.
71 A.D.?
Yeah, 871 A.D.
What the fuck? I don't know, man. I like that movie, Babylon A.D. or whatever, with Vin Diesel in it.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's the same.
I'm just saying. That movie was dope. So what the fuck is this, man? It looks like a dead version of 300 or something.
Oh, man, it's such a better fucking movie than that. really good though, man. Like fucking, it's bloody as all hell. Let's put it that way.
And of course, on occasions, you know, towards the end of the movie, you get to see some bits and pieces of some nice fat, big titties.
Kind of like Miss Looney's, huh?
Yeah. Because I think hers might be a little bit bigger than theirs.
But it's perfect, man. It's perfect. Like, if you love blood and violence and the absolute gore, you're going to love it.
Well, I did rather enjoy playing Dante's Inferno, so.
Then you'll definitely love this movie.
That shit was pretty bloody for a video game.
Yeah. Fucking movie was bloody for a fucking cartoon.
Although I was very disappointed when I got the Lucifer part, and he was very easy to beat. Compared to half the other shit I had to do. Like, for fuck's sake, I couldn't even figure out how to do a goddamn single combo. Like, that was harder to do than to beat the final boss. And shit, man, I was just playing that shit on easy. For fuck's sake.
Hey, look, we have a guest in the room.
I bet you they came from that just bullshit.
Hey, more likely. Sign in. You got ten more minutes to hear his bullshit.
Yeah. Tell us a song you might want to hear.
Yeah.
Flirt with Miss Looney if you would like. No, I'm just kidding.
She might like that too much.
She might give you a little tongue face or something.
Well, I mean, you know, she didn't just give us like a really gay fucking devil face.
A gay devil face. So now the devil's gay.
Well, the fucking smile that we have for it in the room is kind of gay.
Well, wait until you see what they got for the devil in that Lords of Salem movie. Yeah. There you go. then we can talk about the gay devil.
Oh, bad. I don't even think I want to talk about gay devils anymore. Let's see. Stream now in HD.
How was that? Are they aliens trying to contact us?
Yes. Name is Looney.
Miss Looney is not an alien. She's a demon. There's a difference. Seriously, what the hell is that? turn your damn vibrator off, man. No time for that shit on here.
Nah, that's the movie. I mean, if I could find a way to fucking like rip the fucking movie so I could put it on my PS3, I'd be happy.
Yeah, it's a whole lot better than having to sit there and movie on your fucking computer.
Yeah.
Man, that's a real bitch. But until I get like a new TV or something, man, I can't really watch movies on my PS3 because it's all staticky and bullshit like that. Because the damn wire thing barely stays in.
Yeah. Doesn't.
The damn inputs are all fucked up. Old as hell.
Movie link. I don't know, to EVI. I what the fuck I'm looking for. Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this story at all. Hello, Snitch. 2013 movie. I don't want the fucking movie. I want a link to fucking download these damn movies. Motherfuckers. Movie Converter. Start up. Let me try out something new real quick. Hope it works. But I ain't tried it before. I'm gonna find my fucking apps on my computer. Free YouTube. Hey, look, Erica's in the room now.
Who the fuck is Erica?
Really? We're back to this again?
I don't know, man. I still don't know who the hell she is, but I know that she's here sometimes.
She goes, oh my god. Then she goes, back.
Oh my god! No way!
She's saying, Batgirl, damn it.
Batgirl? What, you dressed up like Batgirl right now? Can we hit up the Batcave?
Oh, bud.
It's kind of funny because earlier, this chick I knew from high school, she posted up a picture of her with a Spider-Man shirt on, except it was just her boobs. You know, I was like, I think I just became a Spider-Man fan. She's like, I'm glad I could make you a fan.
Oh, yeah, Erica says, citizens are not allowed in the Batcave. Well.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not a citizen.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Ghetto, we don't know what he is yet, but he's definitely not a citizen.
No.
Hey, Citizen, do you know any fucking links that use to fucking convert movies?
Oh, did you just ask?
Sinister. Yeah.
And where is that person at?
Open the chat room.
What the fuck is this, man? All these people show up when the show's about to be over.
I know, right?
We've been live for about 2 hours now.
Well, then again, Miss Looney didn't, fucking end up adding me back until, a while back. A few minutes ago.
I didn't mean her.
Oh. Okay, apparently, Sinister had trouble logging in. And, yeah.
That's all right. Just blame Blog Talk. Send them Anthrax in the mail. And say... Thanks a lot, bitch.
Yep, it always works.
See you in hell.
Yeah, with Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, I never realized there were so many parts to hell.
Well, now you know. And
I think Havoc would fall under the hypocrite's part.
What the fuck? Why the fuck would I fall under there for?
I don't know, man.
No, no, no.
Sometimes you hate things, but then you go and do them, you see what I'm saying?
No, no, no. Chris is following that because, you know, talking about that he loves it, that he hates the Joker, now he loves the Joker.
Oh, he's out of his goddamn mind.
Well, yeah. So glad we got rid of him.
But that is rather funny that dude's whole family was in hell. That's where I'm going to be seeing my whole family, too.
Hell yeah.
No matter how much money you give to the church.
Yeah, this is true.
But here's something for you right there, though. If money is the root of all evil, why did churches... Why are they so desperate for it?
That's a good question. I mean, what the fuck, why are they so desperate for fucking money?
Like, they're always saying, you know, we'll take donations, all this bullshit, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? It's all about money. But apparently money's evil, right?
Yeah, and now they want money.
So that'll never make sense. They'll gladly take all your fucking money, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Apparently it's, you know, get new things for the churches and things. Get the hell out of here, man.
It's true. It's damn true. This is right now that Kurt Angle's down in hell.
What the? Why is he no longer wrestling? What's the reason? Ain't he in like rehab or something?
Yeah, Angle's in rehab for some bullshit.
Yeah, he'll be in hell too.
Yep. After all the times of, you know, being sober and promoting and saying, "Do what's right for business." Oh wait, no, man, not Triple H.
That's the wrong person, man. Wow, how'd you confuse those two?
I have no idea.
But speaking of Triple H, did you pick up that new DVD?
No, not yet. I'm going to try that soon, though.
Came out yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for it, you know, be available for download.
That ain't going to be for a while.
I'll bootleg it.
I don't know, man. I've never watched that many wrestling DVDs like it. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. And I haven't really either,
But I'm just saying, man, I've watched wrestling for years, though, but I've never watched any of those DVDs. Let alone watched any of the pay-per-views until just, like a year or two ago. Because I never had the, you know, link and all that shit to watch it for free.
Oh, now you have it.
Nor was I ever going to pay, over $60 for it.
Yeah, people are out of their fucking minds.
Yeah. I'd understand if they were going to give us a real dope pay-per-view, but that's never the case.
No,
what the hell?
Not.
No, that just said ghetto vision.
What the fuck?
That's what just said on there.
So now Gil G is watching TV in ghetto vision.
That was... the company or whatever for this video. For Yellow Wolf.
That motherfucker's fucking ghetto. What the hell? Why the fuck is he even pork? What is called ghetto business for?
I liked him better whenever I didn't know who the fuck he was. And I just thought he was a random guy in a big boy song.
Yeah, right?
But then he was this big star. Like, what?
You know what? I'm gonna start pulling a Flavor Flav and a fucking Blazer did homie, except instead of rocking a fucking big ass clock around my neck, I'm gonna rock a hanger around my neck.
A hanger?
Yeah, man. Fucking, I took the fucking chain from my hatchet, man, and I put it around the fucking hanger, and right now I'm just fucking rocking the hanger.
Well, there you go. Like that one picture I found from back there. I had a big old chain on. I was rocking a hubcap. Yeah, you ain't got bling like that.
Hell no.
It was just some random hubcap that I found on the street.
Stop giving me pop-ups. I don't give a fuck what you...
It was also like this random baseball hat that I found. And then I wrote Gore the Whore on it. That was my slogan for this slutty-ass cheerleader bitch in my high school.
Oh, man. Now, my question is, anyone ask you fucking Gorda bitch?
No.
Gorda.
Well, when we think of gore, we're not really thinking about a spear.
I would be.
You could take that in another way.
Ear the beer.
The hell, man, I just realized that Rich was in this video. How about that?
How about that? I finally found it.
Tell them what?
The Lords of Salem for download. I can throw it on my fucking PS3 whenever it finishes downloading.
Yeah. Watch it be like some shitty quality.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying. Just stick with that link, man, that you got already. Watch it on your computer. Boom.
I'm going to watch the rest of that as soon as I finish the rest of Honor of the Gods. I think that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to get off here, finish that, get me some fucking sleep. Because I think we'll talk to the boss tomorrow so I can fill up my fucking workman's comp. Back tomorrow, I'm gonna go pass the fuck out.